fluid fluidity. There is none with this team. We don't play as a team. There's blames on both sides, players and coaches, but watching it from my living room, more blames on the players. They look clueless out there. And maybe if I knew what was going on behind the scenes and the practices, you know, scheming up plays and all that, then maybe I could put a little more blame on Penny. But just from watching it, how I see it, it looks terrible. It's very upsetting. And in the same, at the same time, there are excuses for Penny for these 3 years. You know, I don't like giving people excuses. First year, he didn't hold his guys. Second year, the Wiseman thing, he had some injuries with DJ. And then this year, you can blame COVID as well for an excuse. I'm not giving up on Penny. I'll never give up on these players and this team and this city. But, man, I really want them to figure it out.
Zach, thanks for the call. Really quickly here.
Every team's got COVID issues.
I want to address that point really quickly. I had some people say this is a write. This year is a write-off. No, it is not. It is not a write-off year. This year counts. It matters. A champion is going to be crowned. There are going to be teams that are participating in the NCAA tournament, and there are going to be teams who are not participating in the NCAA tournament. And right now, Memphis, once again, is going to be one of those teams not participating in the NCAA tournament. And with what they are bringing back this year, number two in the AAC preseason with an argument that you're maybe closer to Houston, there is no excuse for that to be the case. There is no excuse for Memphis to not be in the NCAA tournament right now. So they're not even sniffing the bubble right now. I mean, these folks are socially distancing from the NCAA tournament right now. I mean, 18 feet just to make sure to be on the safe side. That's unacceptable. We go to Atlanta. Leonard, you're on.
Hey, guys. Real quick, I wanted to get your thoughts on, so when Penny mentioned in his press conference about analytics, do we think that that is too much for the college game? Because obviously that we hear more about analytics in the NBA front than it does for college and trying to make an offense off of analytics and all this other stuff. And then also in the first half after the technical foul, and that was when Penny started making a lot of rotation changes. What do we see from that, even if it's, you know, we saw that Lester and Williams were the only two that stayed in the game. So I'll hang up and listen.
Leonard, thanks for the call. I mean, I think analytics, I've always said this, I mean, I think they should be used to confirm what your eyes tell you. I don't think you should ever exclusively blindly lean on analytics. I think if you are, as a coach, are seeing that something is working and the analytics agree with that, then, you know, that's great. I would not blindly lean on analytics. I think analytics can be confusing to an average 18 to 22 year old kid, right? But I'm not like religiously against using them in some form or fashion.
I mean, it seemed when they were more analytical, or you know, Cody had more control of things, that they were scoring more points, and that the sort of purpose here lately has been to simplify things, and quote unquote, in simplifying them, you're now at a point where you're scoring less. So all I would say is easier with college basketball players to give them less. And if some of that's analytics and where your strongest shot, okay, yeah, give them that. But if you keep putting numbers and keep changing offenses on college players who inevitably have flaws,
right,
you're going to get mess. Mess will be the result.
Was adding Landers Nolley messy for Memphis in terms of culture and getting this thing right? Because this is his first year. He's sort of one of the things that changed about this team from last year and the development. They added him into the mix. Was that a problem?
I don't think so. I mean, I think he's a leading scorer on an ACC team. I mean, you needed some punch based on what you were losing Precious Achiuwa. You know, you needed some proven scoring. You missed out on Jalen Green. You know, you had to go out and get some scoring. They did that. What it is your responsibility to do, though, is to figure out a way to make it work. I mean, that's just the bottom line. I mean, I don't understand how a guy can come from averaging 15.5 points in the ACC. Now, I know that Virginia Tech team was not very good. But how do you go from averaging 15.5 a game in the best conference in America to coming to Memphis and you're not even starting? I don't know. I don't really understand it. I'm not in those practices, so I obviously don't see what's going on. And obviously, we all hear the same things that, you know, maybe there's some stuff going on. But at the same time, I mean, it's baffling to me. And I think that is the hard part, and the part that Penny is probably struggling with the most is you've assembled the talent, you've compiled the talent, but you can't really figure out a way to make it work.
My thing is that Landers Nolley hadn't done anything that he didn't say or believe he was going to do when he came here. He's averaging 13 points. He's shooting 36% from three-point range. He's your best free-throw shooter, essentially, or one of them. I mean, Jaden may be better statistically at 84%. My thing is you've let him down in terms of getting him more opportunities. Like, you can be rolling for a first half. He's looking like the best player on your team, and all of a sudden nobody's getting him the ball in the second half. And you don't get that, and there's no consistency with it. If anything, from my standpoint, you've let Landers Nolley down to me because, again, he should be getting the ball more. He's shown he can knock some of these down, and it goes from, okay, that looks run some offense with him sort of at the center in the first half to and just a mess in the second where he's not even getting the ball. To me, that's not on Landers Nolley. That's on the coaching staff that ain't getting him the damn ball.
That's right.
Right. And giving him what you promised him, which was the opportunity really to come in here and be a bucket anytime he wanted to be.
Two more on this. We'll go to Scotty. Scotty, you're on.
Hey, I think, and I'm saying this from an outsider's perspective, being a Tennessee fan, I think it's more or less showing that he's grown as a coach, and I haven't seen that either. You know, size passing the buck every time he gets a chance. It's like you got to show some personal growth as a coach, and they fired a coach because of that. So in Knoxville, it's like you give a guy an extension that hasn't proven he was worth an extension. But you know, I want Penny to succeed even as a Tennessee fan because I love Penny. But it's like, You got to show something, and you've gotten talent, but you've shown you have no, your offensive system doesn't want to work with it.
Scotty,
for some reason,
appreciate the call.
I don't understand that at all.
Appreciate the call, man.
I take a little bit of issue, maybe it's just that it's a but Penny beat Rick Barnes in Knoxville last year.
Yep.
All right. So the idea that he hadn't done anything, and really, and before that was before the contract when he was giving you a deal. And remember, he's resuscitated the program in terms of from a financial standpoint. And in his second year, right, without James Wiseman, he goes up to Knoxville and gets that win.
They beat Houston last year in Memphis.
He's beaten Kelvin Sampson, beat him here in Memphis. So it's not like he hasn't done any. So I got a little bit of issue with he hadn't done a damn thing. He's just a talker.
Right.
All the smoke, all that stuff. When he went up there and beat Barnes last year, well, again, without James Wiseman, this was after that.
Yep.
He's done some. I think that's part of what makes it so frustrating.
Because they're regressing.
Yes, is because you've got the talent. We've seen them play well in some tough situations.
Last year was not a disastrous year.
He beat Greg Marshall 2-0 his first season. Like he's done so much good that you want it. You can see success.
Yep.
But again, unfortunately, this part of it can derail the whole thing. This part of what's happening offensively and players, you know, from the outside looking in, losing faith in you in terms of losing recruits and commitments, that can derail 100%. All of that good.
100%.
But I take issue with folks
that come on
and say Penny hadn't done a damn thing except talk.
He hasn't.
Because he's beaten some good coaches in some situations.
Has he done what he believed he would do when he took the job?
No.
He has not. And I think that is going to ultimately be a failing if they don't make the NCAA tournament this year. It will be a failing.
Oh, yeah, however, I'm not moving the goalposts.
However, last year was – that's why I'm so personally disappointed with the way this year has played out, because last year, to me, even though you lost Precious, felt like the kind of year, Jason, that you could really use as a launch pad, because you did get to 20 wins. You did beat Tennessee in Knoxville. You did beat Houston here. You were up on them at halftime at the end of the year. You beat Wichita. I mean – it felt like the kind of year where if everybody's coming back, which is what the majority of what happened, then there should be a moonshot the next year. These guys are sophomores now. You're bringing in a top 10 center, so you're replacing Precious with a 5-star big. There should have been a very natural progression.
Right, and just to piggyback on that, bringing in Landers, this wasn't a Mike Dixon situation where maybe you're adding a little bit too much. He was perfect in terms of and where you've stalled offensively at times. He's the kind of bucket, can go down and get it. That you needed, and it fits that part of it. Big part of it, though, John, is the play at point guard.
That's
right. There's no question.
Last word on this. We go to Steve. You're on.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. I listen to you every day, by the way. But
appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. The thing that to me messes up the whole deal is that all these guys are on the team except for one who's 24. They're all kids, and they all were told – they're going to go to the NBA. And the one-and-done thing messes up, to me, the whole college atmosphere. And Penny's got to get his arms around the fact that he's got to be able to lead these kids together as a team and not just as individuals just to get to the NBA, because that's why they're there. That's the allure of coming to play with Penny Hardaway in Memphis. It's got to be. I mean, what else would it be?
Steve, appreciate the call. I mean, the only thing I would say to that is everybody in college basketball, yes, older teams win. Getting old is probably the easiest way to a championship, but everybody in college basketball has 18- to 22-year-old kids. Memphis, again, is not this is not a unique situation. You know, I would like to be able to come out here and say, man, Memphis is just dealing with this unique, extenuating set of circumstances that nobody in college basketball has to face. It's not true. Everybody has to deal with COVID. Everybody has to deal with sophomores and juniors. I mean, there's just – I don't really see everybody – every big-time college program has to worry about the NBA and guys leaving and wanting to get there. I mean, this is what Kay deals with. It's what Mark Few deals with. It's what Tom Izzo deals with. They manage to get to the NCAA tournament and vie for championships. So it's I just don't think Memphis is on some island here where there's a pass that we should be giving out.
No, the party's right on is glue and role players and that kind of thing. You can't just have guys who, you know, just one and dones. But that's, I think Penny knows that too. We've seen it. And you could put it together with guys you develop. And he thought he had that with Alex Lomax and some guys that have been in the program. And you do that with your guys you bring over, talented guys like Landers Nolly. You sort of put the pieces together. And the problem is that they haven't fit as well together as they should have, quite frankly, as they should, especially in this American Athletic Conference. So it goes back to that. You're gonna, in this stage of college basketball, you got a problem with college basketball.
That's right.
If you've got a problem with one and dones, that's just not a Memphis exclusive thing. That's the issue there. This is more about what I will agree with him on is trying to take guys who are individual talents and make a dang team out of them. And it's not as simple as just having the guys that are, hey, this one's ranked 30 and 40 and all that, and then rolling them out there, John, or throwing them out there in waves at people, and it's a team.
Very true.
It's not that simple. It's hard to do what Penny Hardaway's trying to do, is sort of mold these guys, especially when individually they're all pretty darn talented. But that is the job that he is charged with, and more importantly, it's the job he wanted.
Yep.
Guys, we can talk about the deal Penny Hardaway gave Memphis and all that. Penny wanted this too. Remember that he wanted to be in this position, and what he could not have expected then, nor should he expect now, right, is to be above criticism. We're not. None of us are. This is clearly not working offensively. It threatens to undo all the good you've done, and that's why it's got to be fixed. Where does it start? It doesn't start with those players. Starts at the top with the head coach.
Yep.
That's pretty much where they're at right now.
All right, we will come back on the other side. We will talk about the situation there in Tennessee. Jeremy Pruitt is out. Get into that. Also, some news on attendance for Memphis basketball the rest of the season. Lots to get to in the rundown. We'll do that next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9
ESPN. 92.9
ESPN
from radio.com.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, your sports radio vaccine.
Some things are just true, like your local Geico agent could save you hundreds. And also, dads will tell the same story over and over.
Did I tell you about the time I danced on stage at the outdoor jazz concert?
Yes.
It was a hot, sultry night in midsummer, and there was something magical in the air.
Your local Geico agent could help you save 15% or more. It's just true.
Right now is a great time to take advantage of Choate's winter specials by upgrading your furnace, switching to a Rinnai tankless water heater, or getting $50 off air duct cleaning. By now, you most likely have heard of the benefits of UV light technology for your HVAC system. Purchase any new Carrier furnace right now, and we will install one for you at no additional cost. For those who have not installed a tankless water heater yet, what are you waiting on? Stop wasting utilities heating water you do not use and getting frustrated taking cold showers or baths. Right now, when you purchase a Rinnai tankless water heater, Choate's will install one premium toilet for free in your home. And Choate's is offering $50 off its air duct cleaning services. Not only does this service get the years of dust out of your ducts, it also helps the indoor air quality you and your family breathe every day. All these specials qualify for 18 months, no interest financing with approved credit. So call 347-8086 to schedule your free estimate today. Day. Turn to the experts with Choate's and let our family serve your family.
There are lots of great clothing stores in the United States. Lucky for us, one of them is right here in Memphis. And this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's James Davis in the Laurel Woods Shopping Center. James Davis, built on relationships. My friends there want to thank everyone for the support shown throughout this holiday season, and now it's time to turn our attention to 2021. James Davis has suits at 20% off, sport coats at 50% off. There are dress shirts, ties, sports shirts, casual pants, vests, sweaters marked down 50%. Why? Because James Davis is cleaning out fall 2020 to make way for spring 2021. Take advantage of it. If you received gift cards during the holiday season, now is the time to use them on Stant custom-made shirts or pants at James Davis. It's where I get my shirts and pants. The process includes 3 quick measurements, then you pick the fabric. 14 days later, your perfect fit arrives. If you haven't dropped by James Davis lately, it's time to right that wrong. Again, it's in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, perfectly located, and you can look at all the new spring arrivals on the web at jamesdavismemphis.com. Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves World Championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is an 8-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So yeah, the barbecue is great, but did you realize Memphis Barbecue Company is way more than just barbecue? They have a full menu for everybody to enjoy. Fried catfish, grilled salmon or chicken, and the best smoked wings around. You can see the menu online and even make a pickup order at memphisbbqco.com. That's memphisbbqco.com.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Introducing Fidelity Income Planning. We look at how much you've saved, how much you'll need, and help you build a straightforward plan to generate income, even when you're not working. A plan that gives you the chance to grow your savings and create cash flow that lasts. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust your plan at any time. Talk to us today so we can help you go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSC, SIPC. Let's go!
The thing about comparing rates at Progressive.com is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about comparing rates at Progressive.com. We probably don't even need the words comparing rates anymore to remind you that seasoning steaks at Progressive.com is an easy way to save on car insurance, or that swimming in trousers helps you find the lowest rate. And that's the thing about foraging for truffles. You've heard a lot of ads about standing tiptoe on a cinder block. Compare rates and sing softly to a wounded field mouse and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Are you shopping for a new watch, an engagement ring, any kind of jewelry at all? What's up, Memphis? This is Jaren Jackson Jr. from the Grizzlies, encouraging you all to shop where I shop, Platinum Jewelers here in Memphis. Platinum Jewelers has a big selection of earrings, stockable rings, luxury watches, necklaces, bracelets, really whatever you need. They do custom jewelry and have 2 locations in the area. One is 545 Perkins Extended in East Memphis. The other is 9387 Poplar next to Fresh Market in Germantown. So if you need anything jewelry related, go to my spot, Platinum Jewelers.
I'm here with Shaq from Homer Skelton Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Millington. What's new for 2021?
Everything is new for 2021. We've got the Start Something New sales event going on right now. 0% up to 84 months on new Ram trucks, Cherokee, Renegades, Compass, and Grand Cherokee.
So 0% financing, 84 months. That is new.
What's not new is how we treat our customers. We are always going to make sure we get you the best incentives, the best discounts that are available for you and your family. Visit us at homerskeltoncdj.com. See why we're a bunch of normal guys in the car business, changing lives 4 tires at a time.
Message and data rates may apply. Up to 5 messages a month. DNC and privacy policy found at warbyparker.com/terms. Reply help for help or stop to cancel.
Have you ever wondered why eyeglasses cost so much? Glasses have been around 700 years. Isn't technology supposed to get less expensive over time? Well, there's a simple explanation. For decades, the eyewear industry has been dominated by a single company that's kept prices artificially high while reaping huge profits.
Yikes!
Warby Parker was created to change that. They design and produce their own eyewear and then sell it directly to you for a fraction of the price. Warby Parker's high-quality glasses start at just $95, including your prescription. And if you need an updated prescription, they've got a few easy ways to help you get one. Just go to warbyparker.com to try 5 pairs of frames for free. They'll ship them to you to try out for 5 days. If you find a style you like, they'll send you a fresh pair with your prescription. Easy. Go to warbyparker.com to pick your 5 frames to try on at home for free. That's warbyparker.com to get started for free. Warbyparker.com.
Wonderful product. I've lost 111 pounds using that product. 111 pounds. You could not believe the difference. I went from a size 48 pant to a 33 pant, and I've maintained that now for over almost a year now. Yeah, absolutely. Andro 400 has helped me lose 111 pounds, and I've maintained my weight for almost a year now.
Thanks, James, for that inspiring testimony and 111 good reasons to choose Andro 400, the most effective and natural way to lose belly fat, increase libido, gain energy, strength and muscle while safely boosting your testosterone levels. So guys, how many reasons do you need for trying Andro 400? Well, here are two more great reasons. Order now and get free shipping plus an additional $6 off when you use the code SAVE6. That's SAVE6. Call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, or go to andro400.com, andro400.com.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Trees went back, me and Dell were singing.
Leak, something other than that, maybe a storm damage or whatever, and it may be time to upgrade your roof. Call our man, Chris McCulley, over at McCulley Roofing and Renovations. Jason, I am being told he may invest in a cape. He may start showing up at your house in a cape.
He's big enough.
He is certainly big enough. And look, whether it's big or small, your claim, McCulley Roofing and Renovations can take care of it. They did that for me. They replaced my entire roof. Found some storm damage, so I was not out of pocket. They do it all. They file insurance claims, new roofs, roof repairs, Mr. Shingles, all of that. Mention that you heard about Chris McCulley on the Jason and John Show. He's going to give you a free roofing upgrade. What are you doing? Call now, 901-487-7096.
New roof, if you need it, he's got you. Roofing repairs can be as small as missing shingles. Maybe you got a little storm damage. You need a small repair. They could take care of you just as well. It's not just the big jobs. It can be the small jobs, too, if you don't believe us. Go check out the five-star reviews on Facebook. Voted most popular roofing company by Memphis Most. That should mean something to you as well. Been nothing but success stories. Come up, 901-487-7096. Big or small, Big Chris McCulley going to take care of you. McCulley Roofing and Renovations. Call him up, 487-7096.
Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's get it.
Now, it's the rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Jeremy Pruitt gets a respect. No, he doesn't, actually. He does not get a respect burger. He gets a pink slip burger. That thing going to be infested with salmonella, most likely. But Jeremy Pruitt. is gone. He is gone yeah. From Tennessee. They have. I don't know if they've officially announced it. They probably will. I believe there's a press conference at 2 o'clock with what they're calling their leadership team over at Tennessee. But Jeremy Pruitt is being fired at Tennessee, and he's being fired with cause. This is related to the investigation.
Man.
And it sounds like this is like very routine compliance stuff. But Tennessee is so disenchanted with Jeremy Pruitt at Tennessee, they're going to use that as an excuse. It's one of those things, right? It's one of those things where if it was Nick Saban, it wouldn't even be on the radar.
Right.
All right. These are, these compliances, you wouldn't even be on the radar. But because Jeremy Pruitt sucks, they are making a mountain out of a molehill.
Eric Gray is kind of part of this story, is he not?
Oh, I mean, I hate it for him.
I do, too. I mean, is Eric going to be back? I assume he would if they got a fresh start for him.
I mean, it just depends on the coach, though. I mean, I think that's certainly one of the guys who would consider transferring. I mean, he was committed to Michigan once upon a time. And, I would just say this, and I am—
Go get him, Memphis.
I am an alum, but there is an opportunity. Kenneth Gainwell is off to the NFL. Mm-hmm. You know, Eric, you can come on home, brother.
Yeah, here you go.
Come on home. You can go to the NFL from Memphis.
Yeah, bounce.
Look at Antonio Gibson. You ain't got to worry about that.
You see Pollard?
Pollard's in the NFL. He's going to be the starter as soon as, Ezekiel Elliott keeps getting fatter every game.
You get Darrell Henderson in another situation, he can probably still show you a little something, too. You just get him out from behind Cam Akers.
Yep.
Become RBU.
Free transfer year, too, isn't it?
And I know Eric's dad pretty well.
Yeah.
So I'll start working on that. It's quite a day for Tennessee. And I think this is going to be quite interesting just in terms of what happens here. Because I know if you take away the investigation and you take away all the uncertainty, I know how I think about that job. And I think I have an idea of the kind of candidates it would attract. But I think when you throw in, you know, the years of mediocrity, not having met expectations for so long, there still being major expectations after all those years, and now you throw in, you know, an NCAA investigation, I don't think you're going to get the kind of candidate that Tennessee fans are hoping to get right now.
See some similarities. I was telling you this before the show between them and Memphis. Tennessee football and Memphis basketball, two once proud, storied programs, you know, have sort of the trajectory mm-hmm. has certainly been a downward one. And here's the deal. Despite recruiting pretty well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Who was doing
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Who was it we were talking to that said, you know what, the talent level there is clearly better. It's his direction of it, all that. Talking about Tennessee Vols, we had somebody on a couple
weeks
ago.
Barrett.
Barrett Jones, mm-hmm. who clearly had no reason but to laugh at Tennessee and the laughing stock they've been, but stopped us last week, said, you know what? I mean, we asked him about the Pruitt situation, said the talent is better there than it was before he got there. Well, that's certainly the case with Penny Hardaway, too. And you're trying to get it back to where it was, that old glory, that relevance again, and you're recruiting well enough, but it's just not coming together on the field. Now, the difference is Penny Hardaway is one of – he is Memphis, right? That's not Jeremy Pruitt. And they were tired. They were at a point where there's no question about it. We're looking for a reason. And you wondered how many on the inside Pruitt probably had working against him too on this that were ready for the change. The news to me on this really is Fulmer and sort of how they might be looking at him.
My
and sort
God. Of Can his you imagine?
Position, his spot in all of this. But that said, we said it when the investigation came up. Sounded and felt like they were looking for a reason to fire Jeremy Pruitt. Because again, you're telling folks that you're getting close to Alabama, and you're out there on the field losing to Arkansas and Kentucky. That those two things don't jive.
Yep.
And so when they're not buying what you're selling anymore, and you're not one of them, as Penny is here, it's going to be go time. They're going to find reasons to fire you. Sad thing for Pruitt, he won't be able to take that money with him. They're going to find him for cause here, and I guess rightfully so. If he's broken rules, he's not going to walk away from it with any money.
Yep.
That'll sting a little bit more, even more.
Yeah. And if you think back to when they hired Jeremy Pruitt, I mean, it basically they hired Greg Schiano first. That leaked, and everybody hated it. So they moved on from Greg Schiano.
That was fun.
And it basically came down to Jerry Pruitt or Mike Leach, I believe, were the two big names that.
Yeah.
So your pool was not all that great back then. I mean, even going back to 2017 or whenever it was, right? I mean, your pool of candidates in 2017 were not that great. I can only imagine how bad it will be this go-around because, again, you can pay because you're Tennessee, but your job is just nowhere near as attractive as it was maybe when I was 10 years old. So I've got to adjust, you know, Jason, I've got to adjust maybe I'm stuck. Maybe I'm the one stuck in the past and you've left me behind. Maybe Tennessee is just – and look, is it fair if we're going to do this to Tennessee, is it fair not to apply the same thing to Memphis basketball?
Well, that's what I was hoping you weren't going to do is stay with my analogy.
Because we can't just selectively apply this to Tennessee football. And I'll be honest, I had this conversation with myself because that's what I do. I usually just talk to myself.
Smart.
I don't have any friends. And so I was thinking, is Memphis – and it sounds fatalistic, but is Memphis basketball ever going to get back? Are they ever going to get back to what they were in their heydays when they were going to the tournament every year, when they were making Elite Eight runs, when they were, you know, occasionally you would sprinkle in a Final Four run every 4, 5, 6 years, right, in their glory days. Are they ever going to get back to that? I don't know.
The answer is yes.
I hope it's yes. I mean, we hope it's yes.
Yeah, I think you're closer than a lot of programs in this situation.
Okay. Here's the difference. Analogy, I brought up the comparison, so yes, the similarities I can see, but here's the difference. You're not seeing Tennessee pick to win its division, the SEC, every year, right? Or finish second, for that matter. Hell, they're trying to catch Florida and Georgia. They can't get past, like we said, Arkansas, Kentucky. Memphis got picked second, okay, in its conference this year, so hasn't fallen as far. The road to get back up, I don't think, is as far a climb for Memphis as it is for Tennessee football. That said, too, John, it's still the local talent advantage. I know right now if you're looking at Memphis and you're looking for the Memphis players on it that are leading you, there aren't many. You know, you expected Alex Lomax to sort of be that, and it's been an up-and-down season for him. But typically that program has been nationally relevant based alone on the local talent it's been able to pull in and take advantage of. And so you'll always have that. So John, I have to believe that at some point it's going to be the right mix, right? You'll get a guy. It doesn't have to be all local, clearly, and probably shouldn't be at this point. You need to be able to recruit nationally. But it'll be the right guy of having a mix. He can coach. You're back to where you're supposed to be. Because the one thing about both programs, it appears, is that both will continue to invest as if they are, right? Top, high caliber, top of the line. They're going to continue to invest that way. So at some point, you figure somebody's going to come through. That said, I don't know if you can ever get Tennessee back past Florida and Georgia because they're doing it at too high a level. But who's the Florida and the Georgia in the AAC for Memphis?
Well, Houston.
Only while Kelvin Sampson's there.
Right. Houston
only while Kelvin Sampson's there.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, like somebody will emerge. I mean, you know, I mean, some coach will come in and it'll be a cycle. It won't be as consistent as Florida or Georgia, and the names will change.
Absolutely, it won't. But not be a Florida Georgia type presence that you all of a sudden just pencil us in third or below.
Yep.
That's not happening anytime soon.
But
to
even
Memphis
like,
and the AAC.
Even Josh Pastner, right? Even Josh Pastner, pretty much the first 5 or 6 years, I mean, they killed Conference USA. Like, they ran through that. I mean, if you just go back and look at his records in Conference USA, 13-3 his first year, 10-6 his second year, 13-3 his third year, 16-0 his fourth year, and then they moved to the AAC. Mm-hmm. I mean, so they dominated, save for the 2010 and 2011 year, which they still made the NCAA tournament in, they friggin' dominated Conference USA. And Memphis, since, and this falls on Josh as well, I mean, they got to the AAC and they just couldn't. You know, I mean, their best finish was what, third? They have not been able to take off in this conference, and it's not really even that great. I mean, it's better than CUSA at the margins, probably top to bottom, but it's not that much better.
I would tell you that's more of a reflection on Memphis than anything else. 100%. That actually should buy you what should be some sort of relevance, at least in the form of competing in your conference. You do that, you're talking about NCAA tournament or in the mix for it, obviously. That should be enough to keep you relevant, right? That's what I'm saying. You're in a conference, John, where it's set up for you. And like I said, Houston right now with Kelvin Sampson, but that's only so long as he's there. You ain't even dealing with Greg Marshall anymore at Wichita State. UConn is gone. So there's this opportunity, quite frankly, with the way things are looking right now, to get it back to that. With the way you're recruiting, there really is no excuse not to.
I agree.
Not to be right at the top of this thing. So from that standpoint, yes, there are similarities. I tell you, Memphis hasn't fallen as far to this point as Tennessee football, but it could.
Yeah.
The signs are there. Yeah. You're losing commitments, and hopefully Penny Hardaway's got the right answers eventually to sort of get this thing back on track.
Asking yourself this question, will it get back under Hardaway, John?
Well, I mean, first of all, it was never there under Hardaway. I mean, it has not been there under Penny. Now, I thought last year, like I said going into the break, I thought last year there were some real positives that I was hoping you would parlay and leverage into a great third year. You guys know I've said this stat over and over and over and over and over again. Every successful coach at Memphis has got a tournament to their name by their third season. Everybody thinks that Cal didn't start winning until his sixth or seventh year. Not true. They made the NCAA tournament Cal's third year. They won the NIT his second year. And so, you know, it does not need – this is the same thing we said under Tubby. It does not and should not need to take time to turn it around at Memphis when you're – especially when you're infusing the amount of talent objectively that Memphis has brought in, period, point blank. That's where the conversation to me begins and ends. You have too much talent to be muddling through a down AAC. There is no excuse for you to be swept by Tulsa this year. I mean, what are we talking about? You can't score more than 60 against Tulsa? I mean, I know you love Frank Haith. You want to put him in the Hall of Fame.
I gave him a respect for a couple weeks ago. Not for beating Memphis, for beating number 5 Houston,
but
John.
Respect.
I mean, we ain't talking about the Fab Five, you know? I mean, this is not the steel curtain.
I know, he beat Houston with a pretty, you know, untalented team.
This is not the steel curtain at Tulsa.
Frank is a coach.
Yes, I know, but you
if Penny leaves, you should hire Frank Haith.
You should still never, ever be swept by –
he's making less than Penny now, too.
Yeah, go hire Frank Haith if Penny doesn't want to do it.
Do you remember there was a time – I'm going to ask you to dig deep. There was a time where Tulsa couldn't come within 5 to 10 points of Memphis.
Can't be Memphis was the shirt.
I mean, they just couldn't beat them. They Memphis beat Tulsa like 100
beat their ass.
Times.
Yeah.
Will Barton and Draper just laughing in pictures, you know, after.
Yes.
That's what you always expected to be the feeling after Tulsa.
And now it's
so
like
you're laughing and winning.
Now you go into these games against Tulsa.
Oh, they got your number.
Feeling
they
like have you're just going to lose.
It's the zone.
What is going on? I'm living in the Twilight Zone.
If they don't blow the doors off you by 40, they'll beat you by one in a close game. Like however you want it, Frank Haith will give it to you.
He really does.
Yeah, there's something fundamentally wrong with that, John. I'm going to tell you right now what it is. It's the run discipline. I'm discussing this is what it all goes back to. Those 21 turnovers on Sunday. Until this was, I was just texting with Jarvis. Until those players realize that every one of those 21 turnovers cost them.
Yep.
That it literally added up to losing. Until they realize how important each one of those 21 they threw away was. This ain't gonna get fixed.
Yep.
Because here's the problem. When you turn the ball over the way Memphis does, that's a mentality. It's 100%. I can throw a full court bounce pass, or I can throw this alley oop, right? And here's the thing: we'll get it back because we're so talented. And that was a mentality that Penny's players had at East and could afford to have on the high school level, because eventually the talent's gonna come back and bite you.
Yep.
And you could do it with Team Penny on the grassroots level.
Yep.
Because again, throw a couple away, man, you'll come back. You got freaking James Wiseman and all kinds of guys on John Petty, Dan.
It's like having Julio Jones. Like, you got James Wiseman.
It's true. It's basically an all-star team with some of those teams that frankly John could have and should have. He should have liked to got won the Peach Jam. We don't need to go all that. But here's the point. They think they can be that careless with the ball because they'll get it back.
Yep.
You can't do that at the Division I level.
Dude,
so if it's a freedom issue, right, that leads them to believe that I can turn this ball over, 21, we'll get it back, then it needs to be tightened up. Again, I don't know what form that takes as a college coach, how you restrict, but he's got to. His players think I can play like throw it like this, throw it away, and we'll get it back. And that worked at the two levels he was at before this.
Yep.
That doesn't work in Division I. So if you got to tighten that up, whatever you got to do. Maybe they're too loose, too much freedom at this point. If they believe they can get away with 21 turnovers, still win a game, that's a mentality that has got to be nipped in the bud, because you're doing too good defensively to just throw this away
that. That's right.
To have players who believe they can have 18 to 20 to 21 turnover games and still win. You can't do it. I don't care what you think of the AAC. I don't care what you think of Frank Haith and Tulsa. They'll come back and take advantage of all that charity in this instance and beat you.
Yep.
That to me is the fundamental issue right now. This team's undisciplined when it comes to giving that ball away, John.
You remember
24 of the 58 points.
That sequence yesterday, I don't know who it was, but they threw a lob at half court that hit the bottom of the damn rim.
Yes.
I saw that.
I mean, if I'm Penny,
my God.
Right, that's the moment where I don't remember who it was, but you pull whoever that was and you say, if you ever do that again, you will never play. I don't care. If you ever throw a mid-court lob, you will never play ever again, because you're not good enough to do that.
Right.
You're 6-4. Now you're 6-5. So that you really think? I mean, Cal's teams, that 38-2 team wasn't doing that. So you think you're good enough to be throwing no look half court? What's wrong with you? You're sitting your ass on the bench. You're not getting up until you know better. So I mean, that goes to your point though. I mean, that's not what good teams do.
No, that's mental. And that's teaching. And until they realize that, again, how those can all add up. And again, each one's important. You gotta break them all down, because they add up. They come back to beat you. The 21 turnovers lead to 24 points for Tulsa. It's their best offense, what you give them. And until they understand that, this is not going to get cleaned up offensively, and will continue to do any and all good that you're doing on the defensive end. That's the way to fix it. It's going to have to be to tighten up. Would help, John, if you had a veteran point guard, write an example on your team that you could rely on, that's always going to make those kinds of decisions, the mature, right? But that Lomax hasn't given them that. Ball isn't that guy yet. Lester, when they've tried it, didn't work, and Boogie just doesn't seem capable of running the point guard position. He's more of a shooting guard in that body. And so from that standpoint, you don't have that advantage of having a veteran point guard who's going to come in and be the example. So it goes back again to your coach, who has got to get that, John, through them, that is not acceptable on this level. It will lead to more L's than W's.
That's right.
That kind of mentality. So.
Well, when we come back, Jason's been in the kitchen, and I'm actually forming a union. Because I don't feel like we've been properly represented at this establishment, Jason's Kitchen. We're going to form a union, and we're going to get raises. We're going to get the minimum wage up to $15 here. And
you don't do enough.
You're going to pay. Okay?
You just over on the fries. No, maybe if you had more responsibilities.
We'll see what happens when that union paperwork hits your desk, okay? But in the meantime, you've got some respect burgers that you need to hand out, and then I'll give out some salty seasoned fries on the other side. Jason and John, 90.5 ESPN.
Get your action down with cash. Try Action 24/7. Visit action247.com for a location. Cash deposits and withdrawals from your Tennessee sportsbook. Action247.com. You got action.
Please bet responsibly.
Hey, listeners, it's Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. Once again, welcoming you to Exceptional Service. Give us a call today at 388-0852. That's 388-0852 to get your best prices of the year now that the holidays are behind us.
You know what rock chips are?
Oh, no.
A pain in your glass. Time to visit Eden Auto Glass and Window Tint of Memphis. Eden specializes in auto glass repair. So when you're in the garage and you chip yourself...
My windshield!
Eden Auto Glass and Window Tint will come fix it. Home or work with a lifetime installation warranty. Ask about Eden's window tint.
Sweet.
You bet your glass it is. Visit EdenAutoGlass.com today. Let us see your crack at Eden Auto Glass and Window Tint.
Switching your car insurance to Geico is both easy and could save you hundreds. It's the best of both worlds. Like a corgi who does household chores. A chorgi.
Who's a good chorgi? Look at those carpet lines. You're the good chorgi. Yes, you are. That carpet is perfect.
Geico. Easy and savings. The best of both worlds.
Veterans face treacherous situations filled with peril while serving our country. Many veterans come home physically injured, suffering from PTSD, have traumatic brain injuries, or other ailments. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals and their homes. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Over the past year, Help Heal Veterans has sent nearly 500,000 therapy kits to isolated veterans and active military. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military, making things better together. Join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for 50 years. HealVets.org.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
I love my Charmin Super Mega Golden Charmin. Rose. Yeah. Rose lasts long. It's TP Gold. Yeah. Charmin's got six rows in one. Lasts forever on my buns. Only Super Mega when I'm cleaning. Charmin's got my booty believing.
Charmin Super Mega Roll is six regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Wendy's new classic chicken sandwich is now in the 2 for $5. And that's reason to celebrate. Try the new classic and then take your mouth on a victory lap with the iconic Dave's single. The delicious spicy chicken sandwich, spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, or just get another classic chicken sandwich. Taste greatness today with Wendy's 2 for $5. We got you.
For a limited time, a la carte only. Price and participation may vary in U.S. Wendy's.
It's crunchy!
Creamy!
Sweet.
Salty. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Peanut Bars. Bursting with crunchy peanuts, dipped in creamy nut butter coating.
Delicious.
Nature Valley.
For the ones who know that a little late is always too late. And that the clock doesn't stop just because you're missing a part. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry. And our KeepStock inventory management solutions help ensure you have the right stuff in the right place at exactly the right time. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock to learn more. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Right now is a great time to take advantage of Choate's winter specials by upgrading your furnace, switching to Rinnai tankless water heater, or getting $50 off air duct cleaning. By now, you most likely have heard of the benefits of UV light technology for your HVAC system. Purchase any new Carrier furnace right now and we will install one for you at no additional cost. For those who have not installed a tankless water heater yet, what are you waiting on? Stop wasting utilities heating water you do not use and getting frustrated taking cold showers or baths. Right now, when you purchase a Rinnai tankless water heater, Choate's will install one premium toilet for free in your home. And Choate's is offering $50 off its air duct cleaning services. Not only does this service get the years of dust out of your ducts, it also helps the indoor air quality you and your family breathe every day. All these specials qualify for 18 months, no interest financing with approved credit. So call 347-8086 to schedule your free estimate today. Turn to the experts with Choate's and let our family serve your family.
Looking for fine jewelry for that special occasion? Look no further than James Gaddis Jewelers. Hi, this is Jay Gaddis, and for over 60 years, my family has been here for Memphians on every occasion. Specializing in engagement, bridal, and custom design, we are here to make your dreams come true. Depend on us for birthdays, anniversaries, Valentine's, or any day in need of a smile. We have an extensive selection of gemstone, diamond, and pearl jewelry, watches, and designer pieces. Shop local at Poplar near Mendenhall in the heart of East Memphis. James Gaddis Jewelers, your family's jeweler.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And now you can save time and cash your government-issued checks free at Kroger Money Services. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Time to give out some respect burgers. It's what we do on the Jason and John Show. So let's get to some eating for some of these folks.
Now, it's time for the Jason and John Show Respect Burgers.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me.
Sizzling Respect Burgers. Served hot and fresh from Jason and John.
I don't like when Jeff Calkins tells John Martin off air that there's no respect when it comes to the Buffalo Bills, when it comes to this segment. Because if I'm not mistaken, it was just two, three weeks ago, that I was giving Josh Allen, a young man who refuses to make mistakes, giving him his respect burger. I know what Jeff was referring to. He was referring to my rant on his show on Friday when I told him he needs to know his place, that it was time for the Bills to sit down against a much more interesting story of Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. Also, I said at that time for Jeffrey Wright and the Cleveland Browns, Baker Mayfield, to sit down.
Yep.
Was right on one of those, wasn't I?
Yep.
And, you know, I was wrong on the Bills and have continued to be wrong on the Bills. I said they would lose to the Ravens. I saw it. Part of that was because what they're not so good at, which is stopping the run. They were 17th, 18th, 19th in the league. The Ravens were great at it. They were number one, 191 yards a game coming into that game on the ground. It didn't happen. So the respect burger is going to not Josh Allen, but indeed to the Buffalo Bills and to Leslie Frazier in particular, the Bills defensive coordinator. What a game plan by the Bills defense. And that is essentially what won them the game. It was more so what that defense did than it was Josh Allen. Baltimore ran 73 plays, guys. Buffalo only ran 55. Time of possession favored Baltimore. Keep in mind the sort of fortitude you gotta have to be on the field that long and be as effective defensively as Baltimore was against the Ravens. Held them to 3 points. The Bills D held the Ravens to 150 rushing yards on 32 carries. That's just 4.7. They had destroyed teams on the ground before this game, particularly during this six-game winning streak. They were absolutely on fire, and Leslie Frazier and the Bills had a great defensive game plan. Remember this, too. This was a big part of it. Teron Johnson's 101-yard interception return. Lamar doesn't throw red zone interceptions. I know we are quick to be critical of him, and I am one of them, of his accuracy, his ball throwing, but one thing Lamar Jackson doesn't do is throw interceptions in the red zone. Going into that game, He had 49 career touchdowns and zero interceptions in the red zone. So the Bills getting that pick, it wasn't just, oh, Lamar Jackson's bad again, another bad pass by Lamar.
Right.
He doesn't throw that pass down there. You've got to give the Bills the credit. I do think Lamar was pressing, feeling like he needed to score a touchdown on that one. But you give the Bills the credit for turning it. It absolutely finished the game off. Then the Bills do it. By knocking Lamar out of the game, he ends up with a concussion. Bills' defense was fantastic in this game. All season long, especially lately, it had been Josh Allen go win the game.
Yep.
In this one, the Bills' defense won it for them. John, what'd you think of those Buffalo Bills? Blue sheep moving on.
I mean, it is a great story, and that fan base deserves it.
That is true.
After all they've been through the last, what was their last Super Bowl appearance? 94? I mean, it's been that long. And they've been, not only have they not been to the Super Bowl since then, they've been pretty damn awful since then. So they have had to basically live through, you know, a better part of 25 years of mediocrity. And so I am certainly happy for those Bills fans, and I'm happy that they're in this conference championship game. I was disappointed like you in the Ravens. I thought they would come out and impose their will a little bit more than they did.
Well, and Lamar's getting the questions again.
Well, you know, he won a game. He beat the Titans. I mean, I think, you know, is it fair to have questions? Certainly. Are all of them answered? No. But he did win a playoff game on the road against a good team in the Titans. I mean, I think we can put those on ice at least for a little while. But, no, it was an impressive win and maybe the kind of a win that, you know, puts the Bills in position the next 5-6 years to be right back here.
It would be interesting to see if Deshaun Watson goes to the Dolphins, because then you'd have, my goodness. And I'm not sure we've heard the last of Bill Belichick when John's talking about sort of the future of the AFC East. But what we do know is the Bills are in prime position. Heck, they're headed to the AFC Championship game. Josh Allen was once a quarterback I thought, well, they've got no chance with. The guy can't hit a pass. They put Stephon Diggs on the team. All of a sudden, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Big difference again for them yesterday was he didn't have to win it. Just threw the one touchdown, 206 yards. Relatively pedestrian. Rating of 51, and yet the Bills are able to pull off a convincing win in large part due to a defense that had been a little bit, not maligned, but had been questioned at points this season. Give the Bills D and Leslie Frazier that respect burger. Same thing almost for the Tampa Bay defense, and John will consider this blasphemy probably because his story, you know, John's story is that Tom Brady went out there and won that game for the Buccaneers to add to his legacy yesterday.
That's right. His new favorite.
The fact is,
NFC team. My NFC team.
I'm sorry, your NFC.
The fact is, it was more a Tampa Bay defense. Now, this one, particularly their pass defense, had been much maligned, been third from the bottom this season. And all they do is go out and pick off Drew Brees, a legend in his own right, three times, held them to 134 passing yards in their 30-20 road win over the Saints. You have got to give defensive coordinator Todd Bowles and that Tampa Bay defense some respect. They absolutely made the Saints offense look pedestrian in a game they had to win, in a game where you're trying not to get swept 3-0 by the Saints. I thought the Saints defense yesterday probably good enough. But the problem was their offense couldn't be. And it was in large part due to a Tampa Bay defense that was much improved. How about Devin White?
Respect.
Y'all see him all over the field yesterday, the linebacker
he's
for T-Bay?
He's a monster.
He looks like a star of the league. Second or third year? I mean, that dude might go down as one of the all-time greats if he continues at this level. Yeah.
Had an interception, 10 solo tackles. They've been good against the run all year long, but it was how good they were against the pass that got them past the Saints. Shout out.
This is year two for Devin White.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, the guy is 22 years old.
Dude, he is an absolute monster.
What?
And then after he hits you, he talks ish to you.
Yes, he does. Then, when he got that pick, he was like talking. He was talking ish mid-run.
Did you? He basically assaulted
those
dudes.
He did, yeah, number 12.
Like he threw a punch.
He's like, get on me.
Essentially, that was a stiff arm. But dude is physical. You don't want to see him running at you with the ball. He had a 10
Devin
solo tackle.
Devin White wants all the smoke.
Yes.
Devin White had 10
he
solo tackles yesterday and the interception. He was fantastic for a Tampa Bay defense that got them over the hump. All right, third respect burger. This one probably should have been the fattest for Andy Reid's onion.
Double burger.
Respect.
Now, be careful. He's a bigger man.
Yeah,
You worry about his cholesterol?
Absolutely. I mean, you over here trying to – I mean, he's already
– heart attack area.
I mean, can it be like a turkey burger?
Oh, like a health burger?
As long as make sure he gives his buddy Chad Henne a bite.
Okay.
Because he deserves some of it too, right, for the way he played the 35-year-old backup at the end of that game. The onions, Andy Reid's onions, refers to the play call on 4th-and-1. How many of y'all thought that the Chiefs were going to go for it? Or how many of you thought they were just trying to draw their opponent offside? I thought they were trying to draw Cleveland offside and were clearly going to call a timeout and punt it back to them. They did not. Andy Reid had other plans. He said afterwards he never considered punting, was always going to go for it. What does Henny do? He rolls out, finds Tyreek Hill, completes the pass. This is after a huge 13-yard run by him where he decided, you know what, I'm going to go win this thing on my own. He completes the pass to Tyreek Hill, allows them to salt out the rest of the clock and beat a Browns team who, I would tell you, man, they had a chance in this game and just didn't take their best swing. As far as I'm concerned, I thought their approach yesterday offensively was not good enough. They should have been running the ball more at that suspect Chiefs defense. They did not. They come up on the short end. And frankly, a Chad Henne, Andy Reid's call, and a KC defense, pretty solid when it had to be, is what got them past the Cleveland Browns without Patrick Mahomes. How about that story? See, Mahomes, that guy, I mean, momentum had a chance to be seized there by Cleveland, and they were able to hold those guys off. Patrick Mahomes within concussion protocol now with what appeared to be like a neck injury.
Yep.
I suspect he'll be ready to go against the Bills.
I will say on Henny, I'm glad he got that pass. That was clearly a really ballsy play there at the end. That run he did, though, I was like, what in the hell is going on?
It wasn't a first down, though. It was the right call that it wasn't a first down. But it was a hell of a run.
Well, you know what that is?
Because it sets up the short yardage.
That's culture. That's culture. That's a run that was inspired by culture. Because it's Chad Henne, man. He's awful. I mean, he's
freaking terrible.
He is a bad quarterback. Trust me.
It's just true.
Trust me. They never want to ever have to play him.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
Like, when you have Mahomes, it really does. I mean, I could be your backup running back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that is a run that is inspired by a culture that you have set forth in your organization. He's like,
too.
You know what? It's 3rd and 13. We're the MF champs.
Yeah.
I'm running for the first down. I'm Chad Henne, but I'm running for the first down. They all believe, man. Yeah. They all believe.
No, I think you're absolutely – it was belief, but it was also this, too. It was, we're not going to lose this for our guy, Patrick Mahomes. When in fact, we're going to go out – he's always winning it for us. We're going to go out and win this game for him so that he's got a chance next week against the Bills, and we're back where we're supposed to be. That's what it felt. It felt like a team that believes. You're absolutely right.
It did.
Culture wasn't going to lose. That's how they can play for with their food for so long and then come back and win at the end of the game.
Know.
That's
they
what
know.
Was happening at the end of the regular
they
season.
Know.
They haven't covered –
But Chad Henne running like that, it was almost like, I'm doing this too for my guy. So my guy Mahomes can get back in
100%.
Here and we'll have our chance at glory in the Super Bowl. They were determined to win that with Mahomes with their guy out too.
And listen, it was on the brink.
That's culture.
It was touch and go.
It was on the brink. Yes. Now, everybody said I would have gone for it. They had to punt. Yeah. You have to punt. It's 4th and 9 from your own 30. You don't convert
that. Yeah, you got
to
get over that.
It's over. The game is over. You at least give yourself
Browns,
a chance.
Yeah, with Banner I've seen
there.
A lot of that.
You give yourself a chance to win the game if you get a stop on Chad Henne. And look, it was 3rd and 13. You should have got a stop on Chad Henne.
That's right.
So I have absolutely – I mean, it was the right call. It was the right call in that situation.
And the Cleveland Browns, successful season. You've now got the right approach.
Yes.
Respect. I think you feel pretty good about Baker and what needs to be on his shoulders and what doesn't.
Now, you're not giving the Browns a respect murder in the loss, right?
No.
Giving the upset. I'll take that back. I hit the button a little prematurely.
That's our policy here. We don't give out respect murder to anyone else.
Yeah, I apologize.
Good season. Time to sit down.
Yeah.
Just like I was saying on Friday. Should have been the Bills sitting down. Like I said on Twitter, I'm done doubting the Bills at least until next week. And then my final, I know John's got some fries.
Yeah, fry signs.
He certainly wants to hand out. Yep. But I'm not going to finish up this segment without giving a respect burger to the great Ja Morant.
Respect.
Coming back on Saturday night, the prognosis was 3 to 5 weeks on the grade 2 ankle sprain. He hurt 3 weeks ago today. So he's just supposed to possibly be getting back today. He clearly has come back early. He was fantastic in the Grizzlies' 4th straight win, had 17 points and 6 assists, helped lead them to a 106-104 win over a shorthanded Philadelphia team. Didn't have Embiid, but that's the entire NBA right now. And the Grizzlies have been rolling without their 2 big stars and John Jaren. So don't want to hear anything about who wasn't out there. That's a good win. You keep it going. You're back to 6-6, and it will continue hopefully today. This afternoon against Phoenix. That's the game still a go?
You know, it is a go so far. I don't mean to be a revisionist here. I do want to take this opportunity, since you brought up the 76ers, to bring up Tyrese Maxey. I hadn't seen him play in person until this game.
Man, Brad ain't letting go. I mean, Tyrese Maxey's a beast now.
and only a couple of picks ahead of your homeboy.
And I will say,
and he's absolutely crushing it.
I will say, Brad did have a very strange affinity for Tyrese Maxey around draft.
You can see why.
I recall that now.
Yes.
Can you see? Can we see why?
Maybe Brad should be working as a scout in somebody's front office.
I called this.
You did.
I called this way early.
You did, and he was going to be part of any Harden package. So I'll give you credit. You did see that one coming.
There is something when you see a 6'2 or a 6'3 dude that plays like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, they have – and Bane has a little bit of it. Not that type of a point guard because he's a wing. But you see it with the body.
Absolutely.
You see it with the shooting touch and the vision. So I just wanted to, you know.
No, you could.
I wasn't trying to bat pass.
I saw Simmons try to pass to him there at the end trying to –
They were trying to get it to him. He tried to jack a shot because he had no time.
Well, Simmons didn't do him any favors. Like, that dude's inability
to shoot.
He
cannot do crap at the end
of the
game.
It blows
you
at crunch time.
If you pack it in.
You know he's going to end up giving up the ball, especially if it's a situation where they need a three or anything else.
I'm out on the Sixers, man. Like, I know they didn't have Embiid.
They started the season well.
But
when Embiid's in there, they're still tough.
That's how much a difference
Embiid makes.
Yeah,
Embiid is
the team. That's right. It's Embiid's team.
And the problem is you're now in a conference that's got James Harden and Kyrie and KD on the same team. Did you see James Harden in the debut?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
He played.
Yeah. My man really did say, I'm going to come out here and I'm going to have 14 assists.
He saved that up for
now
them.
He looks like
first
he got
30-point triple-double in a debut, I think it was.
Now, he ate every respect burger you gave him, though.
But he had 14 assists.
Man, I don't know. He looked thinner. That's the weird thing about it. Like, the man got thinner up there.
He lost 30 pounds.
Weird.
He slim-fasted overnight, man.
I mean, I'm just telling you. I mean, the dude lost 30 pounds and he had 14 assists.
He looked good.
He was fantastic. So, it doesn't matter what Ben
or Kyrie. I mean, they should trade Kyrie Irving.
And defense is still going to be an issue.
They should.
Like, they should trade Kyrie Irving.
They're still going to go to the finals where they will lose to the Lakers.
Nobody wants him.
That's a problem. But you introduce Kyrie to this, I think it could – if it was just James and KD, it'd be great.
Yeah.
You introduce a third wheel, though, because that's what Kyrie is now.